أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار إن الله يفعل ما يريد. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while on the edge, on the verge. If good comes to him, then he's happy. And he's satisfied with Allah, he's happy with Allah, he's satisfied with deen, and he's satisfied with Islam. But when some musibah, some test, and some trial, a challenge comes his way, then he starts panicking, he becomes hysterical, and then he starts questioning the deen, and he starts questioning Allah, and he then expresses dissatisfaction towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about those who, after bringing iman, consistently worship Allah Azza wa Jal and carry out good deeds. How will Allah reward them in akhirah? Allah says in ayah number 14 of Surah Al-Hajj, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلْ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit into garden, into paradise, those who have brought iman and who consistently perform acts of righteousness and good deeds. Now, we find that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about acts of righteousness, of salihat, good deeds, very often it's used in the Quran, a surah that we are all very familiar with, and we recite it often, is Surah Al-Asr. There also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah speaks of salihat. Whenever Allah speaks of salihat, and the performing of righteous deeds and the doing of good acts, Allah uses the word amila, amilu as-salihat. Over here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا عَمِلَ. The root letter is عَيْن مِنْ لَمْ. There are two words in Arabic, well, more than two, but two common words in Arabic that are used to convey a meaning of action, doing, to do something. One is amila, one is fa'ala. But you notice whenever Allah speaks of as-salihat, He doesn't say fa'ala. He doesn't say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَفَعَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Never comes fa'alu as-salihat. Why? What's the difference between amila and fa'ala? Amila, fa'ala means to do something once or twice. That is fa'ala, to do an act. But amila, amila means to do something consistently. To do something with consistency. Keep on doing it until a person meets his end. So Allah says about such people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلْ. Those who have brought iman and who consistently carry out acts of righteousness and piety, Allah will admit them جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, such gardens beneath which rivers flow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلْ مَا يُرِيدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He pleases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do, and He continues to do, and He has always done as He pleases and as He wishes. مَنْ كَانَ يَظُنُّ أَنْ لَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ يَقْطَعْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيظُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if there is anyone who thinks that Allah will never help His Rasul, Allah will never help His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya and akhirah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never elevate His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if there is anyone who thinks this, and who thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not promote His deen, not allow His deen to emerge as the overpowering, dominant religion in the earth, then Allah says, if such a person has such thoughts about the help of Allah, فَلْيَمْدُدْ بِسَبَبٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ, then let him stretch out a rope towards the heavens. ثُمَّ لِيَقْتَعْ, then let him cut off the communication between Allah and His Rasul. It's impossible. In other words, if you think Allah will never help His Rasul, Allah will never assist His Rasul, and the deen with which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, Allah tells the mushrikeen and the rejected and the deniers, well then take a rope and stretch it out towards the heaven, climb up all the way to Allah and cut the means of communication between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is receiving wahi from Allah and is receiving divine revelation from Allah azza wa jal, then Allah will always assist him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always support him and be with him, and Allah will always elevate the deen with which he was sent. So Allah azza wa jal says, then let him go up, ثُمَّ لِيَقْتَعْ, let him cut the communication between Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلْيَنْظُرْ, and then let him see, هَلْ يُذْهِبَنَّ كَيْدُهُ مَا يَغِيرُ, will his effort remove, will his effort really remove what irritates him? That's the thing with the polytheists and the enemies and the mushrikeen and the disbelievers, is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with infuriates them. It angers them, it irritates them, because it goes against every evil that they wish to promote. Every evil that they wish to promote, whether it is in the form of immorality, whether it is in the form of immodesty, whether it is in the form of any other evil, what stands between them really promoting it is the deen of Allah, is the laws of Allah, the commandments of Allah azza wa jal, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which promotes the direct opposite. So it's really a stumbling block for them. It's really something that infuriates them. It's really something that upsets them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let them make how much effort they want to make. Let them make how much effort they want to make and see whether they can really remove that which is causing them this frustration and that which really irritates them. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed the Qur'an, clear proofs, clear signs, clear evidences, absolutely clear-cut verses from which you can live your life or by which you will tread this path of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are clear proofs, clear evidences which we have sent down, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to you and to the ummah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يُرِيدُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide whomsoever Allah wishes.